This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
Crazy. Everything's crazy. I'm looking at Oklahoma. It says massive tornadoes move through Oklahoma. Let's see. It says today they're going to strike from Texas to Illinois.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm looking at some of this footage that they have here with the flooding. That's actually a live shot, isn't it?
It is a live shot.
Yeah, I'll take the snow.
I know, right?
Yeah. You know what? I'm not happy with snow on May 20th, but I don't want what they have.
No, not at all.
We'll go with the snow.
So bad. So bad.
And more tornadoes today. I'm looking at one of the radars here, and it's a nasty, nasty, I guess that's a big line of storms that's rolling through Oklahoma into, isn't that Missouri?
Yeah.
Missouri. Kansas City.
We like, we call it Missouri.
Missouri.
Missouri. Crazy.
Yeah. Well.
All right. Anyway. So let's just, I know none of us are in the mood for this snow and we're ready to get to, I saw, who was it? Somebody from Waterworld tweeted.
Yeah.
It was hilarious. She's like, you guys have no idea what we're going through here at Waterworld. We're like, we're supposed to open pretty much next weekend. And like, what's going on?
Yeah, it's coming.
I mean, this
weekend.
Sorry. Yeah. And it's basically a blizzard.
I don't think it's going to happen.
I don't either.
Because you got a lot of prep work that's got to be done there, right?
Yeah.
With all those rides and everything that they have, with the slides.
Ugh.
And they're just not going to be able to get to it with this weather.
Can you imagine being the owners of Waterworld right now? You're like, really? Come on.
Well, even golf courses.
Well,
you know?
And I know that our community pool is supposed to open on Friday.
Yeah.
That's not going to happen,
Ain't
is
gonna
it?
Happen.
Nope.
Nope. Nope,
yeah,
nope,
a lot.
Nope.
I mean, that's the big weekend. Everybody opens up their pools.
We'll eventually get there, I guess.
Yeah, but it's better than Oklahoma. Let's just all say that today. That'll be our mantra, better than Oklahoma.
Yeah.
It's our mantra. Okay, a couple of things. Oh, yay, I'm so happy. Khloe Kardashian is in the news. So.
What's she up to?
Well, she's talking about Lamar Odom.
What?
I don't know. She's talking about the divorce between... Let's just listen to it. It's number five.
I'm so in love with True and being with her and enjoying every minute. And I'm just happy and I want to filter through just whatever I feel like I need to filter through. But my focus right now is True. I don't feel a sense of urgency to be in a relationship or even to go on a date. I don't want to.
Okay.
I don't get this.
What?
I don't get this whole timeline here. It says Khloe Kardashian, no interest in going on a date after her divorce. Well, that divorce was a long time. She's already been on dates. She's got this Tristan guy.
I know.
What's it got to do with Lamar?
I'm
confused.
I don't know.
She's been divorced forever.
Listen.
And she's been dating since then. So
just play number six. Not that one. What is that? Number six.
There is no six.
There's got to be a six. It says number six.
It says there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 4.
Well, then maybe try four. The second four.
No, it's what I just tried.
It is?
Yeah.
Shut up. Where's number six? So do you have
refresh
a,
it.
Do you have a seven and an eight?
Yeah, I do have a seven and
all
eight.
All right. So
but they don't fit here.
No, I know, but I'm just moving on. I just wanted to ask before I
yeah, there was no six.
Is there a six now?
There is now.
Okay, here it is.
Oh, I look at life from always a positive aspect. I would rather have experienced those moments that I had of greatness and then I had to lose it than never to have experienced that.
People say that crap. I don't buy it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you learn so much from heartache and like, if you didn't experience it, then you wouldn't know like what you have now and stuff. I hate those lines. Do you know what I mean? I mean, here's the thing. Khloe, it sucks when you're going through it. You didn't really learn anything, but that guy was a piece of crap.
Right.
The end. Moving on. I mean, what did you really learn?
That he's a cheater?
Yeah, that's it. Yay.
That's it?
That's it. But you kind of knew that. Anyway, Meghan McCain is getting all kinds of heat.
Woo! For what? What'd she do?
She spoiled the Game of Thrones finale.
Well, how'd she do that? This was Monday.
Yeah, I know, but because it was Sunday night. Sunday night was the Game of Thrones, and so Monday she was on the show, and she did the whole thing about Game of Thrones, and people couldn't believe she did the spoiler.
Well, we said yesterday on our show that everybody was doing it yesterday. Yesterday, it was okay to give out everything about Game of Thrones because it's over. It's a finale. It's over. And if you're a fan of Game of Thrones, you should have watched. It's not our problem.
That's what we kind of thought, except for some people had to work and some people aren't caught up with the whole season. Here's number 7.
I spent 8 years of my life watching this, and it was a horrible ending. Horrible. Bran is the worst. Sorry, that's a spoiler. But, like, he didn't do anything, and now he gets to rule. It should have been the mother of dragons.
Oh, Megan.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry.
Oh, I'm only on season 4.
I'm sorry, but it's all over the internet.
It's okay, Megan. Yes, it's all over the internet, so it's fine with me.
I knew that you'd take up 4.
I am taking up 4. You know what? Once it airs, it airs.
But we're not in the world of instant, like, live stuff. Like, we're in the world of DVRs and the beauty of the DVR. Mine is full.
But when you do that, her with her TV show, us with a radio show, you allow the internet to have more power than you.
No, it's about my... No, that's not...
Because the internet's... Mm. You can't stop it on the internet, Jamie. You cannot stop the spoilers. So why are we limited?
I'm just saying, the reason why we have DVRs is because it's for convenience. Like, let me do it on my own time. Let me watch it on my own time. Like, who are you, Meghan McCain, to tell me what's going on when it's on my time? Like, that's the beauty of DVRs. My time.
But your DVR cannot dictate what she's allowed to do on that show.
Huh? What?
Yeah. Huh? I'm with you. I'm a little confused,
wait,
too.
Wait, just,
I don't know
wait,
what I don't know what I just said. It made a lot of sense, but I don't know what I said.
Like it had
it made a lot
too.
Of sense.
Number 8, please.
I wasn't told. I wasn't allowed to say it. I'm sorry, everyone. It's all over the internet. You would have found out one way or the other.
I have been avoiding spoilers.
Well, as a dedicated fan who watched live last night, like everyone's supposed to.
Yeah, Megan.
Okay.
Yeah, girl.
It was terrible. I'm so disappointed. I would have told you my ending. I'm sorry you guys are so triggered by the end, me telling the ending.
Go, Megan!
She went on Twitter later on to even say she's so sorry. She thought that everybody saw it on the internet. And
that's where you make your mistake, Megan. When you go out there and you lay it on the line like you did right there, you gave them what for, girl? And then you go back and apologize. You don't apologize.
Sometimes you have to apologize, BJ. It makes you a better person. You should try it sometime.
Hello? No, because what you do is you succumb yourself to the mob.
The mob that
the mob was attacking her.
Johnny Depp. This is harsh, you guys. Yeah. Johnny Depp says that Amber Heard actually painted fake bruises on her face to fabricate abuse. This is getting nasty between these two.
It's not all she did.
What else?
She pooped on the bed.
Yeah, she did poop on the bed. But didn't they say it was her dog that pooped on the bed?
I don't know.
He said that she pooped on the bed, but she said it was her dog that pooped on the bed. I don't know who pooped on the
bed. Well, we can DNA that.
Oh, God.
I'm just saying, if we need to take it to court,
but
you can DNA it.
But why is the issue of the pooping on the bed anything to do with their whole... slander divorce thing? Like, they are bringing out everything. These two need to knock it off. It's nasty. It really has gotten so horrible on both sides. He said she painted fake bruises on her face in order to fabricate claims of domestic abuse against her. She says that when he would get drunk, he'd be in a rage. She feared for his life and that he'd knock her around and all this stuff. And he's like, I never touched her. I never did any of this. And she painted crap on her face.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
I don't
know.
They're
a mess.
They are a mess.
They
are.
They both are.
That is absolutely the right words. Speaking of pooping on the bed, I know that you didn't think I'd have something here, but I do. So, do you know who Constance Wu is? You probably don't.
Constance Wu.
Yeah. She was on...
She was in that Asians... what was it called?
Crazy Rich Asians. Did you ever see that movie?
Did not see it,
super
but I know
cute.
Who she is. Yeah.
It's super cute. Like, if you have nothing to do this weekend with your mom, Because aren't you going to see your mom this weekend?
I'm going to see my mom, yeah.
You guys can Netflix Crazy Rich Asians.
Yeah, we probably could.
It's super cute.
Oh. All right.
They get back together at the end. Yeah. Spoiler alert. Oh.
My mom likes cute.
And Asians.
She does.
Anyway, Constance Wu is being accused of letting her rabbit wreck a penthouse in New York City.
Yeah, I saw this.
The Crazy Rich Asian actress rented the $6.5 million penthouse for a few months, and the landlord said that her rabbit pooped and peed everywhere, and she didn't clean it up. And it said the rabbit even pooped in the bed.
Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah, but rabbit pellets.
Wait, why is that funny?
Well, there's just a lot of poop in the bed in this story report.
But, oh, there is.
Rabbit pellets aren't as bad as the dog or human in the other story.
Agree.
Rabbits, I mean, it's
pretty solid.
Yeah, it's pretty solid.
You can
solid.
Vacuum those suckers up. I vacuumed them up.
It's almost like having a sack of marbles.
I had a rabbit. His name was TJ Thumpet.
Thumpet?
No, it's TJ Thumpet.
That was his name?
Yeah, because Travis was my high school boyfriend.
Yeah.
And I was Jamie.
Yeah.
And so it's TJ Thumpet.
Thumpet.
Isn't that adorable?
It wasn't Humpet?
Nope. No, and it was Angora. Was it Angora rabbit?
Angora rabbit.
Man, he pooped everywhere.
What's an Angora rabbit?
It's fluffy.
That's all?
Yeah, he's just really big and fluffy. And yes. But those rabbit pellets, man, you could just vacuum them up. Just beep.
Yeah.
The pee
was
the
problem.
The pee stunk.
The rabbit pee?
Yeah, that was bad.
Oh, why are you living in New York City in Manhattan in a $6 million apartment and you got rabbits? Huh?
Just one cute look. He's cute rabbit.
Well, rabbits are cute. Don't get me wrong.
Sounded like you didn't
say. It's not a pet for Manhattan.
No, I agree. I absolutely agree with you. And then I had something finally and I don't know where it was. Oh, yeah. Everybody's freaking out. Chick-fil-A is bringing back a summer favorite.
What's that?
All right, it's called the Smokehouse Barbecue Bacon Sandwich.
I love Chick-fil-A.
I do, too.
I really do.
I'm a fan.
That's one of my favorite sandwiches.
I agree with you.
Pickle. You like pickle or no pickle? You
got to
have the pickle?
I asked for extra pickles.
So do I.
Yeah.
So do I. That pickle. Who would have thought of that? The pickle on that chicken sandwich?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Chick-fil-A would.
Somebody said, are you crazy? That movie was so stupid. It wasn't stupid. It was cute.
Yeah, I've heard good and bad.
Well, see, they break up, right? And it's real sad. And he's really rich and stuff. And then she's like, oh, my God, you're so rich. I didn't know you're rich. And then the mom is like, you will not be with my son because he is rich. Really an Asian accent, but I don't want to be offensive. So I can't do it.
Yeah.
And then at the end, they're like, it's not about money. And then they get married. Oh, my God, so cute.
Really?
Yeah. Anyway, about the pickle, what? Did the music just run out?
I said who chest.
Did the music just run out?
Yeah, that was the signal.
Was that Jesus? Was that me? Like,
yeah. I'm dropping the music because I want to get this comparison in here.
Oh, okay, what is it? Yeah.
I guess somebody on Textnado. You know what? We'll have to take a quick.
Oh, dear God.
No, we can do it here.
What are you doing?
Somebody, I guess, texted and said, you sound like Chucky Rugrats.
Yeah, Chucky from the Rugrats.
From the Rugrats.
I don't.
And so Sean grabbed a piece of audio. Right. So I want to see. Okay. And we'll put it out there for Textnado and see what you think.
Oh, yeah, let's do that.
Now, this is Jamie.
That sounds fun.
Jamie, when she goes off on those tangents that she goes off on, that's right.
I'm right here. Irritating? My voice is like a damn spa.
You hear that? You hear that? See, I'm trying to get her riled up so I can do a comparison here. You know?
All right, let's hear it.
All right, here we go. This is Chucky from the Rugrats, and let's see what it sounds like.
I made it!
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That is Jamie all day.
Oh, my God.
Is that not? Listen.
I made it!
Oh, my God. That's Chucky. That's Jamie.
I don't sound like Chucky.
I made it, you guys. I made it.
Oh,
top of the world.
So
they nailed it. That is Jamie White, if I've ever... Who would have thought? Man, you people on TextNado, you really
Thank
get
you.
It. You
Thank
really
you.
Get
there
it.
There you go, tablet trash.
Your chance to win $1,000 coming up. We got a code word for you, giving you a chance to win and a few. Hang on.
I made it, you guys. I made it. Look, I'm on top of the world.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.